this.
Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Beat It Dispensary, our official sponsor.
Yep.
Bringing you the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts
all
and cannabis
shit.
Culture. With co host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin.
Sin.
I thought we were going to be good.
Yes,
it ain't
natural.
It ain't natural no more.
What's going on? It's your boy, Joe Thunder. We got a special edition. We got, they call him AP
yes,
in the
sir,
house.
We
got
here.
Nay Renee. We got Elvis Freshly, Be Good Dispensary, DJ Sin in the house. We're bringing you a little mental health.
Just so y'all know, this was take two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We thought we
he
was going to do it one way, and then we fucked
he
it up.
Me on the first
we
got to
bring
the
it back, but it's all
him,
good.
This is the better one anyway.
This is perfect. What a better way to kick it off.
But yeah. Hey, yo. Real quick, shout out to Little Fresh Sam. She can't be here tonight, but
yes,
we're
sir.
Holding it down anyway. And like I said, we got they call him AP and Nay Renee in the building.
Sam, we miss you. Shout out my girly face.
Yeah, shout out. How y'all doing, man?
Yeah, man, we good.
Good, just another day. Everyone, you know, we talked about I was working. Sin was downloading music. Elvis was woo. And what'd you do? Firefighting? What'd you do, Nay?
I was breaking heads down.
Oh, snap.
You know what I mean?
Dropping those bows on them or what?
No, you know how to do hair. I was busting heads down.
Oh, okay. I thought you was taking them over. I thought you was releasing some aggression. I mean, this is a mental health episode, right? So
yes,
I thought maybe
you're
knocking a couple motherfuckers.
No.
Yeah, that's part of mental health.
Steam out. Sometimes you got
to
do what
I've been trying
to
hold myself back from that, Joe.
You know, I ain't trying to fight, but you know, sometimes, you know. See, these fools been driving crazy in the streets, too, man. I've been noticing that a lot. And I've been having to chill because they'll try to really, like, try to run you off the road or run you in the media. And I just have to chill and let them go. And
yeah, I just got in the car.
Might be one of them.
Got it. Hey, we just, hey, we be smashing. We be moving through traffic.
I be getting it. Like, fools be tripping sometimes.
People just want to put all their energy out somewhere these days because they're all in their houses.
Like, if we really want to talk about mental health, that's definitely an issue.
It's definitely raging.
I'm fucking, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
On the road.
It's I just got in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
Please don't have a bad day and get in the car.
Right.
Oh, man.
Everybody get out the way.
Catch the bus.
Yeah,
you got
if you're having a bad day, you gotta take a breath before you go into that car.
But on some mellow shit, don't be bumping no gangster shit.
Nah.
What you need to do is roll a blunt
quick
and hit that
shit. So.
And then
definitely roll a blunt. I think we can all agree at this table if we have a bad day. First thing we're doing is rolling a fucking fat
pull over,
ass
you know,
not before driving though.
Not before driving.
I'm saying if we have a good day.
He
was off the driving topic.
Yo, be responsible.
We go to the nearest park.
I heard you, Nay.
Nearest park.
Yeah, you were saying just smoke a blunt.
We were off the driving topic. That's why I kind of brought to slip that in there. We're not promoting no illegal activity.
You know what I'm saying?
Stimulate your mind.
Yeah. Stay on track.
Like Cat Williams, that's some fucky. You smoke some good shit before you know you ain't even tripping on. She's just like, damn, what's going on?
Or go get on a bike.
Hey, I'm not gonna
you
lie
fuck
to
yourself
though,
up on a bike. That's your phone.
We don't condone smoking and driving. However,
not at all.
Whenever I am high and drive, I be chilling.
He doesn't do
for
that.
For sure, there ain't no problems. Yeah, I haven't done it in a long, long time. Because I'm responsible.
Long time. Yeah, long time.
I'm responsible.
I think it was
now.
18 when I
said. I understand the consequences. However. That shit really is a common thing. So,
it's a vibe.
You know, bring yourself down sometimes, smoke some weed, chill out, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, you put a little, they call
yourself.
Me AP on the radio, a little Nay Renee on the radio. You know what I mean? You got nothing to trip, man.
Music's
oh, please don't put my shit on. I might turn
like,
you
might want to shoot somebody.
I'm talking some Ocean Drive. Get shit,
for
you
real.
Know.
For sure.
Joe Thunder be bumping that shit.
I be bumping everything. I bump a little bit of everything, bro.
You bumping the shit.
Heck yeah, man. Hey, so like I said, this episode is going to be like our little mental health, man. Like, you know, like, shit's still rough. It seems like every day, you know, you conquer one avenue and then there's another one right there waiting for you. And sometimes it's hard, bro, like, just to fucking continue with it. And you know what I mean? How do you guys kind of, like, cope with that shit? Because you guys even deal with more pressure. You got people, like, on you just trying to be, like, you probably go to the supermarket. People are like, hey, what's up? What's up? I always wanted to. You know, say what's up, and you know, I'm sure that can be stressful as well.
That shit ain't stressful. That actually helps. to be honest, that's the good side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, going somewhere and somebody being like, yo, you so-and-so, or, you know what I'm saying, or I fuck with your shit. Like, it's reassuring. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, I ain't tired of that. I don't think I'll ever get tired of it, because I'm a people person. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to say what's up anyway.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you were talking about, like, on your last podcast. Like, you guys are, like, never the bullies, but you kind of looked out for all, like, the nerds and helped everyone, like, just
we just welcome whoever to our table. Like, shit, if
you cool, you cool.
You know what I'm saying? If you cool, you cool. It don't matter what you look like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like that, shit.
I know one thing that's been, like, heavy on me lately is I had a friend actually take his own life, and he's a man, obviously, but I think it's... And he was saying that he wasn't enough. And I think a lot of men, especially men, because the percentage is so high on, like, suicide for men, is that they have so much pressure to provide and to do certain things, like, for us, like, for their families. And, like, they can't at times be themselves in front of their homies because they'll be considered, like, a pussy or something, mm-hmm, because
right, and to talk about it, they just told the man up, you know, have yeah, shit.
Like,
right.
And manning live up with it. Is not you can't show emotions, yep. And like, yes. I think everybody needs to, that needs to definitely change, and we see it. I mean, we see it on a daily. People are, especially men, but women too. You know, mm-hmm. They just feel the pressure of trying to be. Set the standard of what people are supposed to be when we're all just supposed to survive. You know, right. We're just being, we're here, right. We're doing what.
I think social media and just everything that's like in our face has a big role on that. Mm-hmm. Like why people feel like they have to hold themselves up to a certain standard. You know what I mean? And that sometimes like will get to people if they don't feel like they have enough to qualify as. Like that person to sit at the table. You know what I mean? With somebody. Oh, my hair is not straight enough. Oh, my hair is not thick enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or, oh, I'm not tall enough. I'm not as strong enough. That actually affects people.
Or they don't have anything to post.
Yeah. Like or even clothes. Like materialistic stuff. People, a lot of people be like, oh, materialistic stuff doesn't matter. That doesn't rule the world. Well, in this day and age, it actually does. Like if you have the more material shit you have right now to like people that are focused on that, they feel like, oh, okay, they're doing something. They're doing something. They got something going on for themselves. When they really don't know mentally what's going on with that person. Right. You put that yourself around that person, you might consume their energy. And now you're sitting in the same boat.
And then we're putting people down who don't have, the same fashion sense or even like things they don't have control over, what they look like, you know, their build, their color, their anything, you know. Yep. People are being judged all the time and being, you know, thought to think that they're supposed to keep up with some standard of beauty or some standard of what society thinks is good, you know. And when you are good enough, as you are, as you come.
Yeah.
Everybody's beautiful for their own reasons.
Or just being a standard of like what a male is supposed to do, or like what a female is supposed to do. Like it's just we're supposed to
standards.
Just be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're just surviving here. And I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out things to do to help people feel better about it. Or I know I want to be able to do stuff, but I just don't know how to go about it. I know that I could post things, but that doesn't always go so far. But I feel like I could have been there for my friend, you know. And
so and I had a friend in high school. She had did, she had committed suicide herself, and for the whole school, it was an impact. You know what I mean? Like her candlelight vision was at her mom's house because it happened at their home, their family home, and like the whole school filled up the block, like their whole entire block. So for that to hit like a young group of kids, you know what I mean? It was a hard impact on us. And for me to like hear somebody else say, oh, this is affecting me right now. Like, I feel like what got us all through that situation was each other. You know what I mean? Because we all knew that same person. So for us to share the memories that we have with that person, or to show each other the pictures that we have that haven't been posted, you know what I mean? It kind of helped get through that pain and that grief. So for me, my advice to you, you know, talking to you, because you're not only talking to the podcast, we're talking to each other. I would say probably go talk to some of his family or some peers that you know that y'all share with each other. And maybe because those are the only people that can feel the same pain as you. They might not feel the exact same pain as you, but they're feeling the same energy.
I'm definitely struggling with that part too, is because his sister, I am not talking to anymore. We actually stopped talking and like that was a friend of mine for years, like 20 years, and we stopped talking during the pandemic. And I don't even know how to reach. I did reach out. I texted her and she just like liked what I said, and I just don't know how to go about it because I was hurt by a lot of things that happened between us, and but it's just like it's still something I'm struggling with. I think about it daily. I'm going to be in New York during the funeral, and so I can't even see I can't even go see them, you know, or hug them or anything. So it's just going to be, it's like, I think, I don't know, it's so weird because so many people post these days, and like I don't necessarily feel like a post is necessary. I think I've already talked to my friend, like I've, you know, talked to him myself, you know. And but it's just, it's I just don't know how to go about it.
You feel like you were left, like you were left without knowing why he felt like that. Like feeling like he had to leave
him. I didn't talk to him for years, you know. But I know that he saw my family, like he saw my sister and my mom like walking like a month ago, and he was that's the thing, you know, you never know, you don't see people in their depression, you know. Like he was so happy, and like
when it was
like and he was like so happy to see them, and like it's just it's wild, and I just I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I know that I kind of want to reach out, but
you know after the funeral I feel is when it matters more. I think that's after all the celebrations and all the stuff like that. That's when it matters to the family more. I think that's when you could have a little bit better closure with them, where they're not so much in grieving. They're able to communicate it. When you come back from New York,
it's
you know?
your friend, she's related to him.
Oh, that was her brother.
It was her brother? No, contact her now.
I mean, I have contacted her. I contacted her right when I found out. And I just wasn't sure to like call her.
I should have called her,
but I did text her. It was like really late at night.
I personally, I think that when you're going through something like that, one, if you still value y'all's friendship, or you wanted to continue a friendship or whatever with her, it's important to completely dead whatever the fuck it is that y'all are mad about. You know what I'm saying? And it, like, this is a good enough circumstance, not good enough circumstance, but you know what I mean. It's a serious enough circumstance as to where y'all don't even have to discuss it. Like, let's get over that shit. We done both hurt. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, you feel different. You know, you're not gonna feel how she feels, but be there for your friend like you want to be, like you feel it in your heart to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Because my best friend, me and him fell out a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? And when my sister passed away, me and a couple of my other homies wasn't getting along, you know what I'm saying? But I heard from all of them, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't hear from him. And he can't never speak to me again. You know what I'm saying? Because of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel that.
It was like, you that mad? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you know, no, I think that personally, I think that it'll like right now means the most. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
And it's, no, you're right. I did reach out. It's just I don't know, but I think because my heart is telling me I need to call her.
You need to reach out.
Yeah, I definitely.
What I was saying is, you know, right when it happens, you get a lot of support from everybody.
So even
following up after, again, like the fact that you contacted her, but you should call her. But like following up afterwards, and then again, you know what I mean? Like that's what matters more, I feel, than anything. Right. Because right away, everybody's there right away.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, we're all hurting. But then, like, the people who are closest are the ones who hurt the longest and hurt the most. So checking in with them is really important.
Yeah. It's just wild because I was there when their mom passed away. I was the last one to see their mom pass away, breathing, you know. So it's like, but it's just like and what's wild is that.
Yeah, that's your family.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, it's the family that I knew of in that time mm-hmm. because it's like that I grew up with her and like, but I wasn't feeling so much like family, you know, feeling that way. It was like I wasn't being supported. I wasn't having that like celebrate your wins with your friends. Like they weren't doing that. It wasn't just that. There was just a lot of drama and I would definitely not want to go there, and that's what I don't want to do. Right. I just would love to give her a hug. I'm not trying to like,
you don't have to be best friends.
I'm not
again.
Trying to be best friends with her again, but like,
for sure,
because
support.
I've done, my life has been better because they're not in my like right. because these certain friends aren't in my life. It's because they were honestly bringing me down, and it's heartbreaking to say that, but that's what it was. And like, But I definitely,
you know, like you said,
but I
now
think about it daily.
That dude don't ever talk to me again type mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
If you do what he's saying, like at least you didn't end on that situation. You didn't done like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's a whole nother.
It means something to be into, you know what I'm saying? Like you could be on the worst terms with somebody, but at your worst
crisis,
you hear from that person, and you know what I'm saying? And especially if they come to you and it's like, look, like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be best friends, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here for you, let you know that we family. And you know what I'm saying? That type of shit is important.
Right.
And
it's important.
A 20-year friend, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
That's the type of, you know what I'm saying? And it'd be important for it to be about that. Like, I don't want to talk about it. We ain't got to bring it up. I just wanted to give you a hug.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I did the funeral. I'm gonna be in New York when it happens, so I feel like I might pull up before I go, which or maybe just when I come back, I might just do that. You know. So, yeah. You know, thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like it felt good just to talk about it. I think that's really important that we're able to talk these issues out we have. You know. So.
Yeah.
Sure. I just had a friend pass away last night, and he had died of brain cancer. He had been fighting for a while, you know, and last night he just passed away.
Sorry to hear that. RIP.
It's a trip because a lot of us, and he's a graffiti icon in Denver, you know, he's like a legend here, you know, and definitely will forever be immortalized here for sure.
Sorry to hear that.
But it's tight because we have such a big community and everybody knows him. But then I'm like, oh shit, like where are we gonna go? Who's gonna do, you know what I mean? What's gonna happen? Like, it's hard to make those kind of things happen because it's so spread out. And then it's like, you know, who's making
we need to carry the torch.
Who's making the stuff happen? So, you know, I'm definitely trying to get in those conversations as to like, what are we gonna do? Where can we hold something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, it's really important to get with the people, your people, after you experience a loss, it really helps. To mourn and grieve and tell the stories and, you know, all that stuff.
And more importantly, like, just keep that. Like, we can, like, it's good to have it when it happens, but we have to remember to, like, keep
going.
And keep us, like, trying to be positive towards each other because.
It took me, like, 2 weeks to get over, like, my boyfriend dying. Like, I had to literally, like, scream every day, like, this shit hurts like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm hurting. Like, I had to, like, say it out loud for me to feel like I was releasing it. You know what I mean? Like, that shit hurt in a different way. So I understand how it feels to lose, you know what I mean, somebody close, a friend,
for sure.
A family member. We all have family members that passed away. So whatever you have to do, like you said, just voice it. Be able to communicate it. Say it. You know what I mean? Let it be out.
Yeah.
So you had
the air.
I literally,
you had an actual a boyfriend pass away.
Yeah.
And you were wow. I'm so sorry about that. Like, how were you able to? I mean, just like I said,
how did you work through that?
Yeah. How did you
just scream it? I literally had to like scream it out.
I couldn't do music or nothing. I couldn't do shit. All I could do was just be at home.
After that, what did you start doing though? Like, once you got through that like rage part and got a lot of the be able to finally like cope in society again, what'd you do after that to really kind of, you know?
Really, I
that.
Was at my. I just was like at my mom's house around my mom, like my mom, my son, my brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just around my family.
Family.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
My mom passed away, and me and my homie rode our bikes. It's like 7-8 years ago, and my homie went and rode our bicycles, pedal bikes from Oakland to San Diego. We rode the whole Pacific Coast. Well, from there to there. But how rode long the was whole the way. Bike ride?
That's amazing.
2.5 weeks. We camped the whole shit. We stayed on the side of the ocean.
Two and a half weeks.
Yeah, two and a half
on
weeks.
A bike. I thought he was gonna say a couple hours.
No, he said driving two and a half weeks. So check it out. Driving it is like 6 hours, 7 hours, right?
Okay, y'all had y'all's tents on y'all's backpacks.
On our bikes and shit. And
so sick.
So we had like saddlebags and like just different bags and stuff. But we would pull over literally onto the side. There's like these bike and hike campsites where you could just pull up and throw up your tent and chill for $5, you know? So we just park on the side of these little campsites and fucking post up. So 1 hour in the car in some spots is like 2-3 days because we're going uphill all day long. Like we're going from ocean level to like 5,000 foot climbs, 3,000 foot climbs in 1 day and like 30 miles, you know, that's all we're getting. This is 720 miles.
Oh my gosh, were you tired? Just to get it off though.
I was halfway through. I was like, fuck. My legs were, everything but was seasoned up.
You did this, like you brought it up, like you said to
for my mom.
Yeah, what a beautiful
that was what kept me going through. There was times when I was
that,
like,
though. What a beautiful way, because it's like being in nature, being connect with like the earth.
Yeah, that's
and, like,
different.
Because to me, it's like all energy and shit. Yeah. Energy's still there, and like you can feel it. I'm being out in nature is so. Yeah. It's so amazing because it's like powerful. So I don't know if that's what you did.
Well,
you
Were, no, like, I mean, and that's what really got me through it. Like there's points where I'm like, I can't fucking do this right now. And then I'm like, what do you mean? I have to. Like, of course I can. Like, so for you know, same for me, no more.
Who gave me this?
And my homie really, you know, my homie Zeb, shout out.
He's the one that went with you.
He's the one who really helped me get through that. You know, we both pushed each other through the whole thing and. He was there, shit, it was tight. It was supposed to be like 10 of us make that trip, and then when it finally came down to making the trip, just he and I made
it. Oh, damn.
Just Zeb and I.
Everyone else quit?
Everyone else bailed on us.
Yeah. No one else on the way down, right?
No, they didn't.
They didn't even show.
They didn't even go.
The whole way.
They didn't even go before we even left, A bunch of homies, like, everyone was like, nah.
What's the craziest thing you've seen?
On the bike ride? I seen some crazy shit. I met this Native American dude. He had an eagle in his bag. He had like a bag with an eagle in it, big ass eagle.
It was alive.
He
showed
it to me.
I was dead. And he said someone killed it and that he found it, and he was taking it to the reservation to go have it, you know, given back to the land and used for ceremony. And so we traded him some. He gave us some fire ass weed and we had for coffee. Mm. He's like, you guys got coffee? And I was like, yeah. And we're in Northern California. He just busted out some fire. I was like, yes.
Yes, sir.
Wow. It was pretty dope, but the whole trip was—I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. We—I
had never smoked no weed from.
We camped on the side of the road. We one night we were camped by this little dry river creek or whatever. In the middle of the night, we heard all these footsteps, and we didn't know what was going on. I peeked out the little tent, just zipped it up, and it was like elk. I could not see anything. There was just elk all around us, humongous. And I was just like. Oh shit! Like
I just ran into a fucking crowd of them motherfuckers in the mountains the other day, and just so happened it was one of the homies. Like it was another car, like parked like 10 spaces down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From us, we pulled up. It's like 100 of them motherfuckers
right
here in this field, right next to this parking lot, right up by Lookout Mountain.
Bro,
I hopped out the car and realized it was the homies in the other car.
Oh, shit.
High as fuck, looking at them too, like, what the fuck?
What's cracking up? Like,
and look out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out here. Colorado has them for sure. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had seen them before, but damn, they were deep as fuck. Just all standing around our tent. And it's the humidity, you know, your breath, it doesn't have to be that cold for you to see the breath. And I could just, there's one standing, like, I could see his nostrils.
Yeah, I'm about to say you probably steaming
and shit.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh shit!
We just saw them
terrified.
Big ass deers. And
I didn't even sleep the rest of that night. Like I think we just waited until the sun came up and like, all right, let's go, like, let's pack this shit up and roll out. That was our first night on the road.
Wow.
Wow.
We had no idea where we were going. We fucked up. We made a wrong turn and ended up like 50 miles out of our way.
Damn. Holy shit.
It fucked.
And that's long in bike miles, right?
That was the first. Beginning, that was our first little funk in the whole bike ride. And then
that's so cool.
Other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing.
You were getting tested.
I didn't get one flat tire.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's pretty.
You didn't, but you had to like, fit, I mean, did you have to rotate the tires?
I have to do nothing. I just pushed all the way through.
Oh. Yep. I mean, I don't know if that's even something they do.
You,
do they do that?
Sometimes you do. Yeah.
They
you
rotate
have,
them.
You have
yeah.
to sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. It was a good experience. It really helped me.
Yeah.
To, you know, get through a lot of what I was I'm still not okay without my mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm definitely doing a lot better, you know, and I got cool shit going on, so. But she'd be proud.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
My mom was wild, though.
Hey, that's probably why you act the way you act.
My mom was wild.
Yeah.
She did 10 years in prison. Shout out, mom.
Hey, shout out, Mom Duke. She's a real one.
She is a gangster. For real.
Already.
But yeah, you know, we go through things.
How many kids did she have?
In my mom? Uh-huh. Me and my brother.
Just you and your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother.
Hmm. I knew this DJ that his mom died in a fire. And he literally worked like the next day. And I was like, what? I was like, I gave him a hug and I was like, I cannot believe your mom just passed away. I'm so sorry. And I was like, I just can't believe you're working right now. And he's like, my mom would have wanted me to keep on. Like, I just can't, like, I have to, I'm going to grieve no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, I'm going to be grieving when I go home, whatever. But I'm just going to keep on doing my thing. And I mean, everybody just copes in a different way, you know?
Right. So. Right. I went to work the next day after my mom passed.
Yeah.
So sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I got home like the next day and me, my dad, and my significant other, which probably burned a couple ounces of weed and just, you know what I mean? Just kind of dealt with it like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of, I don't know. It was weird because my mom was in the hospital like the last year and she had just kind of got home. So she was home for a week. And then she passed. But I remember, like, seeing her that day because I heard she wasn't eating and shit, so I just wanted to go say what's up and talk to her. And I get there, and I gave her a hug, and the first thing she said is something about smoking, smelling like weed. And my mom really did not smoke weed. And I was like, oh, you're tripping. Like, nah, you smoke that weed. That's the bad. She's like, nah, motherfucker, you smell like weed. I'm like, but I seen her, and then I think me and Sam, we went down to, like, SP shop and some shit, and I got a call, like, a couple hours later. And like I said, that fool Sam just took me back to my dad's, and it was a wrap. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just kind of went home. It was weird because, like, now that I think about it, like, we stood up all fucking night, bro. Like, for real. We stood up to at least 4 or 5, like, smoking. And I still, like I said, went to work and just worked the day and kind of told him the next day. You know what I mean? And just, like you said, everyone kind of deals with shit differently.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy lately.
Right, hey.
Shit's
real, you know? It's something that we deal with. And right now, a lot of people are dealing with those issues. I mean, this year, I've never had this many people pass away that I knew.
Than
have happened in the
last couple
years.
Two, three years.
I would say this last,
even like 10,
like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years been just ridiculous.
The year before the COVID. The COVID fucks everything
you know
up because you can't remember.
About,
like from 2016,
but think about this. Our parents, they were having people pass away that they knew back in the day.
That's
we're just getting to that age now.
I was talking to my mom about that.
We're starting
like,
to really get to that point where people are dying on it. We're knowing more people that...
Because my mom's at her age where she's like, now I don't really have too many of my homies left. Like, the homies that I would call homies, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't like my homies. That was my homies.
Right.
Like, they already dead.
All the first rounders.
Cousins already dead.
All the first
you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. So she's at going towards the end. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And it's crazy when you get to that age because there are a lot of people when they hit like 50, maybe 40,
right.
Sometimes 60. Right. Where they have to just meet new communities, like
right, whole new people.
I'm gonna just
or
go
not
to,
have
like
no
grandma. Why do you want to just go to the bingo hall, motherfucker? Because she don't have no more friends.
Right, there's people there.
Yeah, that's
she
her
wants
age.
Some interaction.
You know what I mean?
Gladys and Socorro.
You know,
that motherfucker. And like,
shit,
like,
or somewhere Walmart,
her.
Motherfucker, wherever she wants to go.
Right.
Shit.
All
let
that
her
shit.
Go.
Nah, bingo's
right.
The shit.
You know,
bingo's
all that
but
shit.
That's real shit. Or like even the old men, like. motherfucking, I don't know no more bitches. I gotta go to the strip club.
Well, and that's
go
why all those communities
exist one of
these
too. Little bitches.
All these little communities exist for people over certain ages, you know? And like, yeah. There's more shit to do. Older people have more shit to do because they have to become more social. They're like,
exactly.
Immediate groups aren't making, you know, exactly. Not everybody's making it.
Yeah.
It's just dying off, dying yep. Breed.
A lot of that has to do with how we're treating ourselves, yep. How we're taking care of ourselves, how we're eating.
Exactly.
How we're sleeping, how we're drinking water.
My son been saying for 2 days, he's like, I just want some carrots and ranch. but he said it again today. He said it yesterday. And I like kind of blew past it. Then today he was like, I want some carrots and ranch. I'm like, why do you want some carrots and ranch? And then my sister's like, why would you ask him why does he want some carrots and ranch, bro?
Yeah.
Like, bro, what do you mean?
Get
you
know
what
some
I mean?
Carrots
so,
and ranch.
I had to think about it. Like, you know what? That's cool.
Right. Encourage that.
Yeah,
that
let me
behavior,
encourage
the,
that.
The vegetables,
sure.
You know? Because
you do have to make sure you
right.
Watch what you eat. You
and make
need
sure
to go outside.
Eating the vegetables,
you know I mean?
Not just dunking it in
yeah.
The ranch
yeah.
And eating the ranch.
No, he'd be murdering my the kids, vegetables. For sure.
That's sight.
That is one of my favorite snacks. No
yeah.
Bullshit.
Hell yeah.
I ain't no cap.
Yeah.
Oh, the little tray. I like the whole little tray. The tomatoes,
yeah, he'll
the broccoli.
Get some fruits. Yeah, he'll be like, can
carrots,
I get a fruit bowl? And then he'll be like, can I get the tahine?
Yep.
Oh, murder it
real.
In there.
That's the
smash the fruit. You
see,
know what I mean?
You gotta
so
encourage
like, yeah.
That healthy eating.
Yeah.
Fruits, vegetables, all
yeah.
That shit as much as possible. Throw a little lime and some tahine
yeah.
On that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
go crazy.
Or I'll eat it if they don't. You
exactly.
Know?
My way.
It's also I'll
different.
Go rinse it off with some water and redo it.
You have to. Because
they be putting too much.
Oh, God.
Or they be digging their little
but
nasty
the vegetables
hands in
and the good eating is like also good for their
yeah.
Mental health. So
yeah, exactly.
Encourage that.
The,
like
what
sure.
You eat, what you put into your body.
Clear mind.
That's gonna affect your head.
And keeping yeah. Them active, you know,
yeah.
Keeping them playing outside.
It's
so
off the video games.
Your blood
yeah.
Is gonna
off
affect your body.
Tablets.
It mm-hmm. Might cause diseases on certain.
And if it's
meats
doing your body
you
good,
eating.
It's gonna do your mind good.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yo, do,
that's good.
You know,
we should do a topic on somebody that focused on. You should do a episode.
On like nutrition,
on
like
a
nutrition and
yeah,
health and
dope.
Mental health.
That would be dope.
That's a great idea.
Do that. And one on like how to you know like work with your kids and how to like really help them develop good habits and shit like that because you know a lot of us are struggling. We didn't have the you know we didn't have the same influences that
no.
You know other generations had because
yeah.
That was how they were eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know and now we have all this artificial food around us and mm-hmm. It's easy to be like eat some fruit snacks and fuck I know you want macaroni and cheese so
yeah.
There's a macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know we need to start.
When we were growing up, it was like, you better sit your ass down
it's
at this table and eat.
Oh,
you don't have no choice. I don't care if you don't want to eat this.
You ain't leaving
you
the table.
Sit down and you eat this.
You ain't leaving
you know
the table
until
you eat that shit. And if you don't hurry up. All pissed off.
Head in the plate. You know what
I mean? Oh, right. Man.
I got so many pictures of my face in the plate, man. Like, I'm not eating it.
I heard of that shit a lot, but I ate everything.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Me
no,
too.
I ate everything.
I
ate everything. I didn't give a fuck.
I would eat
what
I would eat, and I'm like, the rest of it,
still
I can't
do.
Get up.
I was
yeah, all
right. I was tearing shit up.
I still
every
fuck
time
everything.
My mama cooked some shit, I was in that bitch like, yes.
It would be good.
Yeah,
it
anything.
Just wouldn't be
right.
Bad
all that shit. You know, but even like doing workout in front of your kids, do some yoga, fucking step outside of your comfort zone, do some shit that.
Put
you know,
the game systems down.
Put that shit down. Put the tablets down. Put the fucking YouTube down. Because
that's all part of the mental
I'm
too.
Because
they be, man,
it's
they be trying
sometimes.
To get to our kids.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be like, shut
they
the
be trying to get to our kids
the,
on
the iPad.
Everything.
But that's
I was
not,
telling my,
yeah.
I was telling one,
so
of,
different
I was telling
think
one
about
of the
how you
other
grew
dads
up.
At my daughter's preschool. Like, I want to whoop somebody ass in front of my kids.
Listen, you want to know what I did?
My
I grabbed, listen, let me tell you what I did.
They already think I'm, like, you know what I'm saying? They already look at you like, nah, they already look at you like Superman.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
No, they think you're superhero.
I want my kids to think I'm Batman.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, little lovey dovey dad all night.
I'm telling my kids I'm one of the Avengers and everything.
Right.
Like, yeah,
got to.
I'm
nah, they,
to go save the world.
So you want to be somebody's ass in front of them?
I want to tear
them
up.
And then you're
going to
tell them what?
Of,
they was a villain?
Nah. Over
he be fucking with Thanos.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be somewhere and whoop somebody ass in front of my, like, as a kid, seeing your dad beat somebody ass. Like
the ultimate
nigga.
Yeah, you grow up like, I remember my dad, because I ain't gonna lie, I remember my mom.
My mom whooped the neighbor's ass one day, one time, and it was her friend.
Just make sure you only do it one time.
It was one good time.
He'll probably like
beat her ass.
My mom beat this man's ass.
I had to see it one time.
She knocked his ass out 3 times.
Yeah, see.
Oh God!
I want to whoop somebody.
I ain't gonna lie. That is something that's like traumatic that you gotta like see. You have to see.
You have to see that.
You have to see your parents beating somebody that, or at least cussing somebody the fuck out.
Or letting somebody know. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. And they're like, I feel that.
Checking somebody.
Yeah.
Checking somebody. Make sure people respect you.
Unfortunately,
I was just talking about this today. I got little girls, you know what I'm saying? And at the schools right now, like my daughter's grandmama, she worked at another elementary school, and she said like as of like the past week, it's been like 3-4 little boys like got in trouble for beating up little girls. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Shit. And I'm like for me. Like when they telling the story in front of me, everybody look at me and start laughing. They like, nigga, let them have to call this nigga to school. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like off top, it's a like if your son hit my daughter, you gotta fight me, bro. Yeah. Like,
it's automatic.
No. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. If your son hit my daughter and I don't get to witness you beat his ass,
right?
Exactly.
I get to whoop your ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you're not gonna get him in the car and laugh it off and treat that like it's not
like
no,
it was cool. No.
Somebody
that shit ain't cool.
Gonna feel this.
Must be out your fucking mind.
For sure.
Hitting a little girl.
No question.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. A little girl for sure. But my kid.
But
oh,
your
yeah.
kid specifically.
Kid,
but yeah.
I'll poke your father's eyes out.
I'm gonna
nigga.
Fuck your dad up.
I'll
poke your father's
eyes out. Like you're making, right out his head,
you money. Make like you're making your kid think that's okay to hit another kid. So
and that's like,
I'm gonna hit you
kids,
too because
you
know, that's okay to
you. What you allow and you think is cool in your house.
Exactly.
But your kid sees that's okay in your house.
Exactly.
I be telling my son to whoop some ass.
You're sick.
Oh, swear to God. My son gonna beat ass.
Real,
if he have to, though. Because my son's a sweet boy. Yeah. But if he has to beat somebody's ass, my son's gonna beat their ass. No cap.
The world is a fucked up place. Yeah.
I had no idea.
So when my kids get hit and they do that, oh, so-and-so hit them back.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Defend yourself at all costs, no matter what. Yeah. Before you
there's
come
a difference
tell me,
between being a bully and there's a difference like there's a difference between being a bully and knowing how to defend yourself. You
that's
know what
it.
I mean?
Like I literally can't watch movies and shit where somebody get beat up and just take it. Like
you're not gonna come home and say you let somebody cut a piece of your hair out.
I hate that.
If somebody cut a piece of your hair out, they're bullies.
When people don't stand up for themselves, that shit'll make me throw up. Bro, like for real, I hate that shit with a passion. You know what I'm saying? So my kids like, man, do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if my daughter was down, but some little boy picked on her. Well, not even he's my little homie's son. They're best friends, and she's like, and I'm all busy doing something, and she's like, Dad. Zephyr hit me. Well, sock his ass
my daughter's
back.
Is with all that. She's already.
What?
Crack his ass.
And he's bop. Screaming. I'm like, oh shit.
My daughter's is with all that already. Yep. And the younger one is the worst one.
Yep.
Terrible.
My son's not even gonna ask me.
Oh, he's done.
Somebody do say.
My kids, they the type kid like they'll hurt your kid, and as your kid is running to tell, they'll run to tell me. Like, Dad, you know what I'm saying?
Some issues
like,
about to crack up.
He pushed Ava, and
right,
you know,
letting you know why, like, why the.
No,
nah,
that's all
it.
She really come over and say is that kid pushed Ava.
She don't say,
and then somebody comes and say your daughter's just hit him and did whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what she was talking about. All right,
got me.
Y'all, good job. Happy meals when we get up out of here. For sure, if y'all defend each other, man, for real. Like,
no.
that's what me and my sister.
A lot of families
like,
don't.
Like this,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
this. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, my sister beat up her first crush. Over me, you know what I'm saying? Like for real, beat his ass.
And a lot of families ain't like that no more.
Yeah, for
they'll
real.
Fight their brothers. They'll have their boyfriends fighting their brothers. And
yep. The whole shit.
You know what I mean? Girlfriends yep. tripping with their mamas and baby. You know what I mean? It'd be crazy. Like, this one, my grandma will beat all y'all.
Like, the strap.
Yeah, my grandma's coming out with the strap. Y'all better get the fuck
out.
Oh, I swear to God.
Motherfucking WrestleMania.
She's bringing the revolver, too. It ain't no automatic. She's bringing the revolver with 5 shots. She's going to get all y'all. Watch.
Shit, we was hard to fuck with growing up. It was 5 of us, you know what I'm saying? So
I still
shit,
got that motherfucker.
Full it's time. WrestleMania. As soon as some shit get cracking, it's with us. Shit, you better have 4 siblings.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey, so I think another topic we should focus on with mental health is like peer pressure.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that's going on around. You know what I mean? Like as far as like. Fentanyl and people popping pills and they're not knowing, like,
gotta watch
you know, because there's a lot of people that's getting out of jail and thinking, oh, yeah, because my homies are doing this or my friends are doing this. I'm supposed to do this, not knowing what's going on.
Right.
Just wanting to socialize before they actually let out what's going on with everybody. Them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And boom, they take these drugs and then they end up by themselves. Boom, they take some more drugs and now they end up dead. You know what I mean? Because they're sitting there by themselves with their thoughts. You know what I mean? Mm. So I think that peer pressure and drugs are...
For the parents to like, tell them, like this is what I think. I mean, this is what my parents did and it seemed to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they were I always asked about and they never said, no, never. They always said, like, these ones are really bad for you.
Yeah.
These ones I've had fun with, but you shouldn't do it. I mean, you shouldn't do drugs too. Like, you shouldn't... They didn't tell me... not to do them, but they told me how they would affect me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I got to make the decision, but they also told me to be careful. They're like, this could kill you. This could, you know, so.
Because so many, like, people are doing prescribed drugs right now that it's crazy
ridiculous.
To me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do y'all not know y'all are taking prescriptions?
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
are taking, like, prescribed drugs. You have to have something wrong with you to take this type of drug, dummy.
Right.
I don't even think anybody should take prescription drugs.
No.
Right. Unless you have, like, really, there's some fucked up shit that people have.
That shit
yeah.
is not good.
That really helps them moderate. Like,
and maybe there might be some mushrooms that can help you instead.
Straight up.
Like, there might be other cures that you don't even. Honestly, I just never was down with Big Pharma, so I was like, I ain't popping no fucking pills.
Yeah.
Hey, what's crazy about this shit is it goes across the board, too, from, like, my homie stepson. Graduated, did coke that night, never woke up. So me watching the news in the valedictorian of, like, I don't know what school, but it was like some, you know, some real school. She's valedictorian. They went and bought 30, you know, Percocets 30s that night and did one, and they both fell out.
Yeah,
it's happening everywhere, which is crazy.
Yeah,
fentanyl's real, brother.
And it's like going on with this, like I would say from like probably 16 to like.
Shit, younger.
Yeah.
They're buying shit off the black market, and they're getting it, and they're taking that shit. They're getting with their homies. Same shit I saw on the news with 5 kids in, like, Castle Rock. They ordered some shit off the black market. They met up, did that shit. They all fell out. You know what I'm saying?
God,
that's sad.
Shit is.
And they're like,
that's
like 12,
that
13
kids
years
are
old.
Getting that.
Yes.
Honestly, it's so crazy now that
yes.
I don't. Some
I mean,
of these
I
kids
can't.
Are,
it's not
I mean,
always up to the
internet
parents,
is crazy.
It's like,
that's,
you know,
because a lot of these parents, like you said, they're not. They're allowing. They're giving them too much access. They want to be friends. They got their parents. Card numbers already signed up to their phone, so all they got to do is order something and press accept, double click on the side, and now it's sent, you know, to whatever address. Right. Their parents don't be checked. A lot of parents that I know don't even check packages. Like, they don't check what these kids are getting sent to their house.
I open everything.
Wow.
Like, that's something that parents should start doing, too.
Every
is open these packages that are getting sent to y'all's house.
Everything.
I mean, I just think that when you're taking the responsibility to have a child, then you need to take the responsibility to help them, raise them to be good
ready
humans
for the real
in our world to help all of us. Because if we're all good, we're all going to do good together and rise together and do better.
Exactly.
Like, you know, because we're still, I mean, think about how we are as a society now, what we used to go through. I mean, like, we've grown as a world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep on growing if people actually, like, make that part of, I mean, if we make that part of schooling. I don't know what we can do, but, like, there's a lot of people that don't have that influence, and, like, some,
like,
of us are lucky, and some of them
aren't.
They
need to make a pharmacy awareness class.
They need to make it into
school or something. What is
part
it called?
Of school systems,
yeah,
you know?
Like Tupac said, you got to have a class about drugs. You got to have a class about credit. A class about your health. a class about everything. Like you said, we need to sit down with them and actually talk to them about it. Because if you don't talk to them, my parents, honestly, like, they ain't talk to me about shit.
Yeah. And then that's why everything back to what we
said. When it came to sex, my dad's like, here's a rubber. It's right here if you ever need it. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. Like, you know, like, that was it. I didn't get nothing about drugs. I seen drugs for the first time. But, like, you got to talk to them. Because if you don't, especially nowadays, and I'm old. Yeah. That was back in the day when this shit wasn't even prevalent. Nowadays, you really got to talk to them young. Because when there's motherfucking kids that are younger, half my age or even a quarter, that done more drugs than me, probably had more, you know. And ain't no way talking to them. It's wild.
I learned about some pussy and some pussy.
That nigga said one bowl.
I was
bowl.
12. Okay. Years old.
So
yeah.
Basically, if you have pussy, then you're good.
Nah, for real.
I mean, for real though. I mean, that go do that instead. Don't do drugs, people.
Don't do
like
do that.
Do pussy. If you want.
Just some sex, man. Some.
The right one.
The right one.
Yeah. You can,
man. Make sure it's healthy. Don't be upset.
Because you'll get some shit where you have to start doing drugs. If you go get the wrong nana, you have to fuck around and
chances
go be awesome.
Chances are you stay away from the drugs. Chances are you stay away from the drugs. You're going to be away from the bad one, the bad shit.
Don't be fucking with those strawberries.
Mojo Jojo.
Nah.
Yeah,
shit. Little groupers. Don't be fucking with those.
I don't know, man. Oh, you know what? That motherfuckers are wild.
He said y'all motherfuckers are wild. No, for real. Motherfuckers need to be aware about everything.
Yeah, educate yourself.
Mm-hmm. I know. Just if you're gonna have the responsibility to have a child, you need to take the responsibility to take care of them.
For real.
Right.
Educate them.
Yo, and stop it's being like stupid in front of kids too, though. Like people be talking about glorifying the wrong shit in front of youngsters around them. They're like, you know, making the wrong shit look super cool, which you know we also got to educate them about what's going on in the streets and all that shit. And I get that, and we need to understand it. But like at the same time, yo, don't glorify shit in front of kids, especially young, you know. I mean, after they're certain ages, they're getting it from everywhere anyways. But, like, you know, when they're young, man, it's...
You gotta watch what you do.
They're soaking all that shit up.
Set the good example.
Soaking all that shit up. Yeah. Be the right influence. You know? Yeah. Be the right kind of person.
Tell these kids to go outside and ride a bike.
For real.
Right.
Yeah. Walk around the block or something. Shit. Play some hide and seek, you know what I mean?
Give me your phone, take a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or just scream. My mom would scream while
she screamed. Drink out of fucking water hose.
I'd be at the park.
Go drink out of water hose.
Man.
Exactly.
I mean, it really starts with the kids.
Actually,
I ain't gonna sing.
A water hose that's cut.
I ain't seen
you know
no
what
kids
with
lately
with
playing with no water hose all summer. Now I used to go like this and go like this.
You go outside and get wet.
That was so fun.
Yeah. No.
Cut some pants. You ever cut pants?
Yep.
Have you ever cut pants?
There's
cut
too
some
much
pants.
Screen time.
Got some jeans for them. Cut them up and went, like you said, get wet in the water.
That's how you go swimming. We didn't have no trunks.
Exactly.
Like for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I could cut these ones. They better be the ones with the holes in them. Some shit. I don't want to get in trouble. Fuck up and cut some new ones and be your ass. And you ain't going swimming, then you probably getting your allowance money taken for the pants that you just cut and probably ain't getting no dessert. I don't know. Shit. But yeah, hey. But if you don't know, we're bringing you these podcasts like once a month about mental health, and we're gonna have like you know, just different guests. Like I said, Sam couldn't make it tonight, but I'm sure she'll be here next time, and just holding it down, you know. Yeah. Smoking that llama. We're over here on 11 West Hampton.
Yeah, smoke that good weed. Part of your mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
Smoke great.
I mean, really, like, starts with the kids, and I think a lot of people help. If they talk to their kids, it's going to help them as well because we're all going through shit. We all have a story, and I think that's a – I mean, I think, Nay, you should come back for another one, too. Like, another one.
Yeah.
Talk about that nutrition, how nutrition affects.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you should come back.
Nutritionist. You could cook.
I think you have good life.
Bring in some food.
Yeah. Bring in some food.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Next time we're doing my hair for real.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Do it during the podcast.
We were supposed to be doing Elvis's hair tonight, y'all. Why you didn't remind me, bro? You should text me, like, don't forget the shit.
Because then I got high.
I got high.
Oh, yeah, you said you
was firefighting today.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like, huh? You're refereeing.
Man,
I'm going to
start saying that. What was you doing? I was fucking firefighting today.
Putting out fires. Earlier, when you said I was putting out fire, it sounded like you was, like, dropping a strain.
Oh, that's hard.
I could use that shit in all kinds of
different
senses. Yeah,
you could.
That's hard.
That happened too.
I've been loving your music, AP, by the way.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, I've always thought you were super talented, but these guys play you all the time. Like, all the time. Like, and I'm just like, every fucking song. I'm like,
I tell them, I find a song every day.
You are so talented. I mean, you are one, like, one of the best here. Like, for real. Like, hands down. Like, hands down. Like, for real. I'm a fan. I've had so much of your music.
Thank you.
For real. I appreciate it.
For real.
Ooh, I can't wait till we drop these strains.
Oh, yeah.
Strains for the brain.
Oh.
Get you right.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta have the right stuff.
Hey, what are some ways that y'all kind of deal with shit? You know what I mean? When you're kind of
going. I was about to say, as adults, we got to go outside, too. Because I'll be outside.
Yeah, I've been outside.
Yeah, I ain't been fucking with people. I'll be driving around and shit. I'll be in places that people don't think I belong.
Nah, that's right.
It'd be hella white people. Everywhere. I got on all my jewelry. They be looking at me crazy. Like, who is this nigga up here? Why are you in the mountains looking like this?
Oh, the mountains are so, it's so therapeutic up there.
I'll be for real, like, but it's, that shit
being
healthy,
in nature.
Man. That shit healthy.
Mushroom in nature.
Get outside and just remember that it's other shit to do than just be in your phone or just be in the club and
exactly.
all that shit. Like,
screen time.
It's way more shit to just go do.
There is.
And you could do all that while stimulating your mind.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? What about you, Nay? What kind of stuff you do that when you're going through it kind of gets you through the hard stuff?
I be driving.
Me too. I be driving on the highway.
I love driving and listening to music.
For real, on the highway, it's over. Windows down, like tonight.
I ain't going to lie.
Take the scenic
route.
When
I'm having a bad day, if I'm in the city and I'm having a bad day, I'll take my son somewhere. Like, I'll just, find somewhere to go and take him there that we ain't never been.
There's no way I could drive to release stress.
Well, I'm not.
I get more stressed out.
That's because you're Grand Theft Auto over there. Shit.
If I'm out of town and I'm stressed out, though, I'll just go, walking. I'll just go walk.
That's the best.
Go put up some stickers.
Yeah, I'll just start walking.
Put them up everywhere.
If I don't have no headphones, I'll just play some music and start walking.
Because
I got a bad, texting problem. I don't even be text. I don't even if I'm not doing hair and I be out of town and I'm not doing shit, I don't even really be doing shit. I just be smoking, recording or something. Somebody's always pissing me off out of town. So I just be mobbing around, finding different places and shit.
Would you ever
I'll call Ubers and go to different restaurants.
Okay. Would you ever do hair out in nature?
Would I ever do hair out in nature?
Yeah, just be let's do it at the park. And then be there all day, because it'd just be kind of nice. Because your hair takes a long time.
It
I'm just saying,
because when you add hair, the hair, when you're braiding.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's
hair,
true.
It'd be hair all over the floor.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'd be all in the grass.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrong direction.
Yeah.
Someone have a picnic down.
But if it was somebody with long hair and they wanted their hair braided, one of y'all, yeah, I would do it.
No, I'm just wondering. I just thought
if it was one of y'all, if y'all wanted to do it, you wanted to do it, let's do it.
Yeah.
We could do it. We could put two braids, four braids.
I wouldn't mind getting the braids up here, because the cornrows. Yeah. Or just really cool.
Yeah.
And then I'll put my hair in a bun.
And then we could just add the hair in at the end real fast, so it's not.
I don't know if I'd add hair again, but I did it for so long.
No, we could do it at the end just to make it longer.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. I might do that.
Yep.
I just want two braids every day.
Come on, let's do it.
Two braids.
We got to shoot a video at the same time, though.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do it. All right,
with that. We're going to set it up.
What about you, Elvis? What do you do to relax? I know we've talked about this, but I'm sure you have a couple things.
What does that mean? What is that? No, I'm just kidding. I relax?
Just when you're stressed out?
I draw, I smoke.
Oh, yeah, you draw.
That's it. Right now, I'm too busy to do what I want to do. I go paint if I really can, but it's been. I get a couple trains in here and there, or go paint a wall here and there.
What do you do, Joe?
Like you said, I just like driving around, just like music loud and just kind of.
The music loud.
Yeah, a couple blunts.
Yeah, sir.
Or three of them.
Just ride around.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I like to eat.
That's crazy.
Ooh, yeah, that's the one, though, for
eat,
real.
Yeah.
That's what I do, for sure.
Eat. God. Let's go eat.
Yo, more places need to be open later.
For real.
I feel
it's a Colorado thing.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It used to not be that much of a problem,
I went to this 24-hour Mexican spot in Houston, in Dallas.
Was it buzzing?
This was the best Mexican food I ever had.
Oh, you a motherfucking lied out.
I'm not bullshitting. This shit fire.
Yo, for real, crazy. Places need to be on that shit.
24
hours. Places need to be on that shit here because they're really missing out on the people that come out at 1 in the morning.
Right.
The people that want to eat at 2 in the morning.
The trappers, the motherfuckers that get off work.
At 3
in the morning.
The
motherfuckers that wake up in the middle of the night. Like, let me pull up to
if I wake up in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
I'm so fucking pissed.
I walk up in the motherfucking middle of the night. These motherfuckers and the motherfucking food for me.
What am I supposed to do?
Motherfuckers. Straight the fuck up. I'm like, yo, shit. Colorado, there's only like Fat. Okay, let me put y'all on. Fat Shack, D Station.
I know.
You know these places?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck you.
Come on.
I thought I was putting these on.
Shit, I'm from.
What other places you know? Chubby's ain't even open late no more. Huh?
Those Gallitos.
Are they back to
El Gallito. El Gallito. Shout out El Gallito.
It's only open late on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not open like weekdays. I'm like, man,
yeah, nobody ever since the pandemic. It's like,
yeah, everybody act like they can't.
They stopped staying open. It's like,
nah, it's because a lot of them realize like,
I think it's gonna slowly happen. I think people are just like so used to not. We had so much time off. We went through it without all that time off, so they're just like gradually going back. What's and realizing what life you need a break. It's important to rest.
What's your favorite restaurant right now? What's your favorite thing though, AP? What are you on?
Favorite restaurant?
Or favorite, yeah, or food or whatever.
I had a cowboy ribeye from Ruth's Chris the other night.
Downtown?
Man, yeah, that was the best thing I had in my life.
Damn.
Nah. Ain't the best thing I had in my life. That's the best thing I had this year, though.
This year, though, for sure. Oh, yeah. Damn.
I gotta go get another one for sure.
You know what I've been hitting lately, dog? Is that GB's fish? Those fucking
fish and chips.
The giant prawns, dog. Oh my God.
Actually, I think I might eat this Papado's catfish and fries with red beans and rice more than anything lately. I've been fucking that.
Papado's is good. Yeah. I sent you the Sunday brunch, bro. We gotta go. Either that or the View House.
I just was talking about that today.
All you can eat fucking.
The View House?
All you can eat. It's like $40, but it's like crab legs, lobster,
at
sushi.
The View House?
Yeah.
I've never ate there.
And then Papado's got the same shit, but it's like $30, but they got catfish. They do omelets, waffles, all kinds of shit. Smoke a lot of gang of weed and go in there smelling like weed, they'll trip out.
Yo, Garibaldi's right down the street. Got the fire Mexican food.
Garibaldi's.
Are you gonna come out with a Latin song, Nay?
I'd
influenced or something. Why not? You would sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a song with some of the homies, some Cuban homies that don't speak no English.
Oh, I bet that shit's hard. Can we pull it up?
Yeah, sick.
That's gonna be sick. Can't wait.
Where's the remote at?
It's on.
Oh, it's on your phone? Play it.
Hey.
Salud.
Screen mirror.
How we gonna do it? Oh, screen mirror to the TV?
Yeah.
Y'all are tight.
Nah, I might accidentally put something up there.
Wrong shit.
We've already exclusive. Seen it all.
Exclusive.
We've seen it all microphone. Over here. These podcasts, these mental health podcasts always make me feel better. Like, even if it just makes me feel good. I feel good after I think it's just good that we just talk. I think that's the most, a big important thing.
Yeah,
it's just talk.
Dialogue.
Start talking or being able to talk things out when you're feeling them and not feel like you're weird or nagging or doing anything. It's okay to talk. So, you know what I'm saying?
Talk.
Talk about it.
Find somebody.
You can put it on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
That's how back in the day. Shit. Actually, back in the day, you get the headphones and plugging them into the mic and then playing it like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
getting it.
Yeah, I know.
Is that available anywhere?
It ain't. I don't think they dropped it yet.
So yeah, they about feel to drop like it. Airdropping that shit to you know us right here.
Well, this ain't the final version of it. That's Cuba.
Oh, where'd you recorded that out here?
Or? Yeah, they live here though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they live here. Yeah. Damn, they don't speak no English though. We had to have a translator the whole time.
That's
they cool though. Yeah.
But y'all's in there vibing. Uh-huh. That's all.
You didn't want to rap any Spanish. I'm not like I think it sounded dope. But
I was thinking that, but it was like some. Can you do a verse on this real quick? Type
yeah,
shit. So
was,
I had to
yeah,
like hurry up and do
it.
It
was like how
shit.
You're just in the studio all the time and like, yeah, come up with that quick.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how is your process writing? Because I heard the other day like when if you're in the studio for 8 hours, 8.5 of those hours you're listening to beats and then you just kind of knock it out. Listening to beats, trying to find that perfect beat.
To be honest, nah. So on days where I'm listening to beats for a long time, I don't come up with a lot of songs them days. Like, those are days where I don't like nothing
so
that
you
I hear.
Just have, like, the beat days.
Yeah, like, nah. To be honest, it's just how I feel. Like, some days I come in and the first beat I hear, I come up with a song to it. Right. Those is the good days. You know what I'm saying? I like them days. Like, days where I'm playing beats back to back to back all day, it's not really a good day. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't really, you know what I'm saying, feeling it that much. But for the most part, shit, it just
when it's just right, you can make anything work.
Yeah, for real. And a lot of times, I just don't want to do some shit I already did. And I done made most songs than everybody and anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for a fact, like, I got 10 phones full of songs. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Shit that ain't dropped, all kind of shit. And
I could vouch for this for me in the studio. I'd be like, I'll call this nigga like,
every
AP, where
day,
you at? At the studio?
Day.
At the studio for
real.
Hours. Oh, hours.
For real.
And that's he's getting at least 20 songs done every day.
Nah, shit.
No cap.
I'll be doing it like, I'm picky with my beats, and I don't be wanting to do the same shit again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, but even though a lot of shit sound the same to me, like it sounds completely. I'm listening to it completely different. You know what I'm saying? So especially lately, I got all kind of different shit that don't sound like shit that I normally would do. You know
that shit right there was something totally different. You flipped it on them this time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I think
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of niggas is. Then a lot of niggas vouch for you in the city, my G.
Oh,
that's
love, yeah.
Like, a lot of niggas my age, they like, nigga, AP's that nigga. You know AP? Yeah.
They were just talking about that on the podcast with Rue. She kind of said, like, everyone kind of needs to ride with you and get with you and push you, you know, help you get to the fucking, you know, not that you're not at the top, but, you know, you're the dude that's going to, you know.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah, it's a matter of time.
But just because you make so many songs, I just think it sound dope to hear your voice with some
every time I
speak
hear
Spanish.
Dope song.
I don't know. You just might as well like practice.
Yeah,
we
talked about it a little bit. I just gotta learn some shit, do some dope shit.
Because you come up with so much great music. So
yeah,
I'm just interested now, just because just came up. Yeah.
Got you, bro.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah. some shit today, but I ain't even get around to it. End up not even able to do that shit.
Yeah, it's your full time. That's pretty much what you do. Right? Yeah. Full time. Yeah.
Yo, hell yeah. Shit.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope.